Hey, and welcome back to a brand new episode in English. Today I want to talk about a really personal but important topic about eating disorders, about my story, about the following problems, about recovery and all that's included. Nowadays I'm pretty open about my past, including my eating disorders, and I'm able to talk about it. Today I want to be totally honest and unfiltered. I think I haven't been this raw and I haven't talked about my story this detailed about this part of my life with anyone. So you're allowed to feel special. No, but I think it's so important to talk about it, to spread awareness, to make people who are struggling feel like they are not alone, because trust me, there are so many people out there struggling with all kinds of eating disorders, as sad as it is. In addition, it's a part of my life and I'm not ashamed of it. So thinking back about when I first started to question my appearance, I realized it started at a very young age. In elementary school, to be particularly. I was never chubby or overweight. In fact, I was a slim, fit, and very healthy kid. I wasn't one of those skinny minis, because naturally I have an athletic figure, but I remember one day in the school's gym, we all sat down and one girl I knew since kindergarten sat down next to me and asked me why my legs are so big. Disclaimer, they have never been thick or big, just bigger than hers, because she was one of those kids who were naturally very, very skinny. She was a kid and it was just a simple question. I don't think she meant it as an insult or even in a bad way. I think she was just curious. But since this day, my legs are my biggest insecurity. Isn't it sad that one moment can change our whole perception of ourselves? It was the first time ever I even thought about my body or how I look. I was a carefree child before this, and this changed me forever at 9 years old. I get so sad thinking about it, because kids shouldn't worry about it. Even adults shouldn't. Anyways, the next thing or period of time I remember are my teenage years. Everyone around me in school was thinking more about how they look, and so did I. I started to use makeup and choose my own clothes, especially when I was about 15 or 16 and started to go clubbing. At this time, I didn't do anything of the following on purpose. I really wasn't aware of it. I was wearing super tight outfits when we went to a party. The whole week I was eating normal, because I've always had a huge appetite. But when I knew I was clubbing, for example, Saturday night, I ate really little that day. To look good in that outfit without a bloated stomach, I guess. But that's when I started to develop an unhealthy relationship with food when I look back. In addition, I started to get bullied in school. That was when social media started to get popular and the bullying didn't end after school. It continued afterwards online. It basically destroyed me emotionally. I remember one afternoon I came back home and started to cry. I broke down because I couldn't hold myself back anymore. I told my mom someone else would have already jumped off a bridge. That's when my parents started to contact school and my class teacher wasn't taking me seriously, which was the worst. He was hoping for a promotion, and how do you think it would look if there's bullying in his class? Not so good. So he was saying it's not existing. Luckily, another teacher stood up for me. But kids and teenagers can be horrible. And to be honest, all the talking and I don't know, it just didn't help too much. The bullying plus personal problems I don't want to talk about because it includes other persons made me feel like my life was falling apart. I wasn't able to control any of it as much as I wanted to get things better. I wasn't the one who was able to change them. This lack of control and my struggles with my appearance led me to anorexia. I started to eat less and less, and I remember I had a Tumblr account which made things even worse. I was looking at obviously anorexic girls as an inspiration daily. Nowadays, certain search words regarding eating disorders and so on are luckily blocked, but at this time it wasn't like that. People were asking me via Tumblr what I was eating, and even though I was already lying and saying I ate more than I did, people were shocked and didn't believe me I ate this little. But this was only in the online world. In real life, my friends or people in school never really asked me if I had an eating disorder. I just remember one once asked me if I've lost weight, but that's all. I think they were also young, not knowing how to handle this, and maybe they thought it just wasn't their business. As I got skinnier and skinnier and skinnier, my parents got worried and told me that I needed to eat more. Well, they really tried their best and did what they thought was the best, but they had zero experiences with eating disorders and it really wasn't helping. They thought it would be motivation that they give me an ultimatum. They said that I wouldn't be allowed to go to the US if I wasn't doing better and eating more. This actually stressed me out so much because of course I wanted to go to the US. It has been a big dream of mine since forever, but I just couldn't. To please my parents, I ate, but the eating disorder was stronger and I developed bulimia. At one point, my parents found out about that too, and my mom said I needed to see a therapist. A therapist? I'm not a psycho. I really didn't want to, and when I made that clear, my mom told me that it would be my decision to either see a therapist or they would put me in a clinic. I was so terrified. I didn't want to drop out of school. I didn't want people to know about my eating disorder, which is ridiculous because I was looking like a skeleton, weighing 15 kilograms less than today. I think it was obvious that everyone knew. So I started to see a therapist, not telling anyone about it. I went there for about 9 months. In the beginning, I thought I would just pretend to get better and please my parents and the therapist. But in these therapy sessions, I learned a lot about myself, about my past and what had gone wrong, seeing things I've never thought about. This therapist was the best thing that ever happened to me. He made me understand that I deserve recovery, that I'm worth it, and that there's a whole world waiting for me. After like 4 or 5 months of therapy, I started to date a boy, but I didn't tell him anything about my eating disorders or therapy because I was ashamed and I felt like he wouldn't understand. It was making my heart heavy and my life harder. It was definitely not helping because it included a lot of lying and I just hate dishonesty. Anyways, after 9 months of therapy, I went to the US to work as an au pair a month later. If you've ever been to America, you know America is the paradise of fast food and sugary food, which wasn't easy for me. The emotional torture of my host family wasn't helping either, and I developed some kind of binge eating. When I got back to Germany, my eating habits were slowly starting to get better, but moving out to a new city was a challenge. Binge eating started again and was existing always for periods of time. Not constantly, but I always fell into old patterns. It's been 1.5 years now that I can say I have a healthy relationship with food. I eat healthy because I just love fruits, veggies and all of that, but also it makes me feel the best. But I'm not afraid anymore to eat something that is considered as unhealthy. I still have a kind of body dysmorphia and there are better and worse days. But all in all, I can say that loving myself and understanding why I'm struggling with myself has helped me a lot. There are days that are really rare, but maybe twice a year, some old thoughts pop up in my head again. But I know how to handle them, and after a few seconds, I think that's bullshit because it really is. While I had anorexia and bulimia, I lost a lot of hair. Now, after 5 years, my hair is finally thicker and healthy again. I'm really thankful that almost everything went back to normal. Almost everything because, as you might know, I struggle a lot with my gut and my stomach, and I'm pretty sure it's related to my past eating disorders. Yes, a sensitive gut and problems with it run in my family, but the real pain and problems started with and after my eating disorders. But I'm giving my body all the time it needs to recover, and I try not to be upset. Thank you so, so much for listening, and I hope it helped you in some way. And if you have any further questions, feel free to DM me via Instagram. My Instagram name will be written down in the description box. I just hope if you're struggling, stay strong. It will definitely get better. And if you've already recovered, you can be so proud of yourself. You are a hero. I just wish you a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, or even night, whenever you're listening to this. Feel hugged. See you, hear you the next time.
Mm-hmm.